I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. U.S. officials said today that American forces administered Islamic rites at a funeral for Osama bin Laden before they buried him at sea. They said that bin Laden was shot in the head during a raid in Pakistan. Osama bin Laden was the ultimate high-value target for the U.S. military. Former U.S. military Captain Matt Thompson took part in multiple global high-value target raids when he was in Afghanistan. He says he was relieved when he heard the news about bin Laden.
It's a great day to be an American and a part of our great military. I mean, it should be a day of celebration for all those who have served and sacrificed to try to take him down. So I'm very happy that we had the final outcome and are able to close that chapter.
What can you tell us about the raids themselves where bin Laden was one of the main targets, those that you were involved in?
You know, I was in an organization that maintains classified information. So I'll stay kind of general on this, but I would say people have a very heightened sense of alertness. And, you know, to go into these situations where you don't know what's on the other side of the door, whether it's just a peaceful family or it's somebody standing there with a gun that's going to try to kill you, it certainly makes you just has that level of intensity that's really hard to describe in words.
Did you ever come close to apprehending bin Laden, as far as you know?
I can't disclose. That's classified information. I can't disclose that.
So when you heard that bin Laden had been apprehended and killed in Pakistan, what went through your mind?
A sense of, you know, a tremendous sense of joy, knowing that he wasn't going to die a peaceful death, which I think would have been devastating to know that. So many people sacrificed so much to make sure that that happened. Not just service members, but, you know, families of service members. I mean, I remember when I would leave, not being able to tell my mom where I was. You know, we couldn't disclose. I would just be gone.
I wonder if there was a part of you when you heard the news about bin Laden that that thought, well, you know, why couldn't that have happened when I was in Afghanistan? Did you feel as
right? No, absolutely. I mean, I think all of us wish we were on that mission. And I think everyone that puts on the uniform wishes that they were on that mission and had a chance to take the shot, especially people like me that have been, you know, spent countless hours searching him out in the mountains of Afghanistan.
By the way, there are those people who feel as though it would have been better, even military people, some of them feel it would have been better to bring him to justice a different way, and that is in a courtroom. How do you hear that?
You know, I think that you can't control those kinds of situations. I mean, we would try to take high-value targets alive when possible, but it's easy to say, to make that kind of comment when you've never been on one of these missions and you don't understand what goes on when, you know, when you're going into these rooms not knowing, again, like I said, what's on the other side of the wall, putting yourself in danger of being killed at any moment. But I could see and understand somebody's point of view, why they would think that makes more sense. But at the end of the day, I mean, you ultimately can't control that situation.
Matt Thompson, thank you.
Thank you.
Former Army Captain Matt Thompson served in Afghanistan and in Iraq.